Hello. Your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Sam Elmhurst,
Roy Townsend.
Now, as usual, we have a mix of news, features and information desk. And later we have Margaret Thompson with her regular What's On feature and news of the Rudd family. But first, here's information desk.
Thank yous to Mrs. E. Arnold, Mrs. D. Dennis and Peggy Smith for their stamps. Thank you, Bob Spear, for your very kind donation. It's much appreciated. And thanks go to Mark Smith for your letter, read the latest edition of Chat Around. Lovely to get such positive feedback. I'll pass your comments about the files being slightly jumbled onto our technical people and leave the letter to Marjorie to pick up on her next visit to Peterson House.
Music Mondays. Can you sing or play an instrument? Well, even if the answer is no, but I'd like to, go along and join singers Rachel and Jill at an informal acoustic music group on the second Monday of every month. The next session is on the 11th of September and runs from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre. All singers, musicians and aspiring performers of any level are welcome. Admission is just £3 and including refreshments. For more information and to book your place, contact Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558. Or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
If you're no longer able to enjoy reading, go along and rediscover your love of reading through the Audiobook Club. It meets between 1:30 and 3 p.m. at the 2nd Air Division Library, the Forum, Norwich, on the second Monday of every month for a chat and to discuss the book of the month. The next meeting is on the 11th of September. That's the 11th of September. To learn more, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558. Or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
And now on with the local news.
Mustard TV is no more. Archant, the publishers of the Evening News, have sold the TV station to That's TV, and we'll soon be watching That's Norfolk. Local TV star, not on Mustard, is Kate Barnby, who appeared in the Great British Bake Off and who tells us she regrets not making her recipe simpler. The Evening News has been campaigning to get better service from hospital car parking firms, and we have more news on this. The bank holiday weekend in Cromer saw some serious incidents, and the chief constable is being held to account.
Norwich's Mustard TV is preparing its final broadcasts as Archant gets set to sell it to the That's TV group. The local television channel has been on air since March 2014, after being granted a licence by Ofcom in 2012. Archant, publisher of the Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News, is now in advanced talks to sell Mustard TV Limited to That's TV in exchange for a stake in That's. That's TV is a privately owned local television business with a network that currently operates 12 local TV franchises. Archant Chief Executive Jeff Henry has consistently commented on the difficulties of running a single local TV franchise. He said, "Archant is delighted to be continuing our local TV journey as a shareholder in a multi-franchise operation. We have consistently said that the success of a local TV will come from consolidation and excited to be a minority shareholder in a company with a significantly larger portfolio of local licences. The sale is expected to be completed in the coming days and the station will be rebranded as That's Norfolk and will continue to broadcast from its existing studios."
From cooking demonstrations to unicorn cakes, Kate Barmby has had plenty on her plate since appearing on Britain's Biggest Baking Show in 2016. 1 year on, the Norfolk nurse and mum of two has reflected on how the Great British Bake Off changed her life. Mrs. Barmby from Brook has certainly risen to the challenge since finishing ninth on the hit show and balances a busy baking schedule while still working as a nurse. She said, "I'm still nursing, but in addition to this, I have also been incredibly busy teaching, doing demonstrations, speaking on Radio Norfolk, and supporting local charities, including Nelson's Journey and Break. I have a monthly column in Let's Talk. I'm a guest teacher at Richard Hughes Cookery School at the Assembly House, and I was thrilled to contribute to the Norfolk Cookbook with Norfolk Food and Drink. It's been an absolutely whirlwind of a year." Reflecting on last year's series, which was eventually won by Candice Brown, Kate said her highlight was making friends with other bakers who are still keeping in touch. Her highlight was Bread Week, as her Corn Maiden Harvest loaf showcased lots of local ingredients, including Fielding Cottage cheese, Adnams beer, Yare Valley oil, and Coleman's mustard. Talking of any regrets, she said, "I regret not keeping my recipes simpler at the start. I tried too hard and overcomplicated things."
Families hit by £100 penalty notices for parking at a Norwich hospital are calling for companies to be banned from buying their personal data. It comes as Conservative MP Sir Greg Knight has tabled a private member's bill which would lead to new statutory regulations covering parking companies. With a sharp rise in the number of drivers issued penalty notices on private land, users at Norwich Community Hospital have often been slapped with £100 tickets, leading to a number of complaints and appeals. The tickets have been issued by Civil Enforcement Limited, CEL, who have been responsible for enforcement at the hospital since October 2016. In the last 3 years, CEL has requested information almost 500,000 times from the DVLA, and including 215,536 requests in 2016 and 17. On its website, CEL say they offer solutions to car park abuse. They have not responded to requests for comment.
Police and Crime Commissioner Lorne Green has said he will hold Norfolk Constabulary and Chief Constable Simon Bailey to account for the recent events in Cromer, as a review was launched into police failings. Across the weekend of Friday, 18th of August, to Sunday, the 20th of August, the seaside town had 37 incidents to report to the police, including the rape of a teenager at a bus stop. Businesses and restaurants also closed amid fears of disorder. A public meeting is being held on Wednesday, September the 6th, to give the community the opportunity to put their concerns directly to Mr. Bailey and Mr. Green. It is important that the Chief Constable is able to give reassurance to the community that this cannot happen again, Mr. Green added. "I've heard the community say that they feel frightened and let down by the police. People should not only be safe but feel safe. It's my responsibility to make sure we have an effective and efficient police force." Mr. Green said that Norfolk has the fourth best constabulary in the country and one of the best chief constables in Simon Bailey. "This is Cromer. This is Norfolk. People bounce back and they're tremendously resilient," he added. "We wanted to enjoy Cromer crabs rather than have the people of Cromer crabbing about the situation." And now here's Margaret Thompson with her regular What's On feature.